This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio2.
Please be aware that the following programme contains adult material.
Online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM. BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
You're listening to Russell Brand live on BBC Radio 2 from London. What a show we've got in store for you this evening. Not only me, which many people would argue is enough. Some would say it's too much. But also Matt Morgan. He's sat over there worrying like a... Why are you being... What seems to be the trouble?
No one would have known. We're on the radio, but you had to bring it up.
You look scrambling around for something.
Didn't
what
have any
was
headphones.
It? You didn't have any headphones. Right. What was you thinking all the time we were sat there before the radio show and you were saying things like, let's have the music this loud every day, Russell! And dancing about spilling some water on the
what
desk.
Do you think I was thinking about? Breaking on through to the other side?
Oh, I wish we
not
could
like you,
break
you square.
I could break through. I could break... If anyone's broke through, it's me. I've punctured so many hymens. Metaphorical hymen.
Foolish man.
Meta hymens, I meant. Like the hymens of, some would say, common decency and good taste. What a show it's going to be for us tonight. If you want to join in, why don't you then? It's russell.brand@bbc.co.uk. Noel Gallagher's going to be here. But with his bird, Sarah McDonald, why are you
well, he
confused?
Said, Sarah wants to see you boys in action. And I said, come down at the show.
Seems to me like that's not what she was requesting, Matt. Seems to me she's grown tired of elderly musician Noel Gallagher.
Creaky wants, hips.
Yeah. I want me pudding. And she wants a bit of genuine action. Actually, I'm not hearing anything through my headphones either, but, you know, in the end, you learn to adapt in life, Matthew. That's the way it is.
I haven't heard from Noel, have you?
Yes, actually. He sent a text message to me saying, Matt's a little right to come down the radio show, is it? And I sent back, the radio show has been cancelled due to low morale because of your imminent arrival. People don't fancy doing a radio show anymore. Later on in the show, we will be talking to the brilliant comic actor, Matt Horne. Handsome young actor, Matt Horne, some would argue, out of Gavin and Stacey, isn't he?
Yes.
He will be appearing, of course, tomorrow night at what I can only describe as the unrehearsed performance that Noel Fielding and I are doing at the Lyceum Theatre in aid of Focus 12, the charity of which I'm a patron. He will be with James Corden, and Simon Amster is also performing. But what's odd is I've had no communication except for on-air communication with any of the other performers. I left a message for Noel Fielding yesterday, Matthew. He goes, all right, Noel, I mean, I've got a great deal of respect for your talent, and I know you can over-rehearse these things, but having had zero discussion, hence too far, you know, is that
well, who's meant to be the person in charge?
I suppose I am, in a way, aren't
I? Oh dear.
I?
So, page one error.
What do you mean? What, letting myself be in charge?
You should be in charge of anything.
Hey, I'm good at being in charge of something. Think of all the things I've been in charge of that have gone well. Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, that boat holiday. Boom, ba-dum, boom, ba-dum. All them different times we've been all in trouble with the police. Boom, ba-dum, boom, ba-dum. Thrown off an airplane.
How do you know he's doing it?
Oh, I don't. Is he doing it, everyone? Noel Fielding will
tickets,
almost... Of course he's doing it. Yeah, no, he's agreed to, because there's been a layer of officialdom over all this where agents have been spoken to.
So you just mean, like, professionally, for yourselves, creatively, you've
done
nothing?
Creatively, there has been no work done. Like, but, you know, Noel Fielding and I will walk onto a stage in front of the 3,000 people. All we will have is the set of The Lion King to base our act around. Hakuna Matata.
They've been rehearsing every night, like in the auditions for pop stars.
Okay. No! I'll scratch your eyes out of this!
Point step! Point! Come on, Noel!
We're going to do a version of Summer Loving. I shall be dressed as Olivia Newton-John.
Russell Brand.
What an event it promises to be. You'll be there, will you, Matthew?
Well, not now. I've heard that there's been no work done.
Well, hold on.
You know I'm a fan of craft.
I know. You love to craft a little bit of work. Just listen to your radio show live on Radio 2 with Russell Brand. You can see the endeavour all over it. You will be there. Hopefully you'll come along with your girlfriend.
Yes, please. Can I?
Hopefully you'll conduct yourself with grace and dignity and not nag her like you've been doing.
Nagging?
Well, a lot of people are saying you've turned into a nagging housewife of a man, far from the rock and roll Matt that you like to present yourself as.
I like things to be nice.
Bickering little snitch, harping on, that's not dishwasher salt! That's what she told me. She told me you've been going on.
Listen.
Bothering her about what things to put in the dishwasher.
Dishwasher salt, right? No one knows what that does. No one. That's like oil in your car. No one knows what it does.
So why are you being so regimented about its use with your poor girlfriend?
Because she was using dishwasher salt instead of anything. She was just using that on its own.
Well, that was the
teaspoonful of salt. That's it. She thought dishwasher salt.
But there was no detergent or
No, and also rinse aid, whatever
really
that is.
Irk you.
No one knows what that is.
Why are you so regimented about dishwasher
use? Because she said my dishwasher was rubbish. And I said no.
And then didn't you go on to complain that she
about some bread which was grilled wrongly?
Wheat free toast. This wheat free toast is dry.
No, you only know this stuff because I told you. And I told you whilst in your bathroom with your black toilet paper.
That black toilet
episode
paper.
Episode two of which, I had some chewing gum. I took one square of paper to put... I mean, oh, remember when we joked about this on the radio and I used a... I'm going to use a square of your toilet paper to put this tissue... Mm. To put this chewing gum in the bin. Mm. Yes. Don't.
Could you just
please
pop
don't.
It directly into the lavatory,
I know
please.
We joke and stuff, but it's £50 a roll. And
I like a laugh as much as the next man, but this toilet paper is rather pricey.
It's insane that you made the decision to spend £50... on each roll of toilet paper.
I don't
paper.
Think each roll is £50. It would be cheaper then to wipe your bottom on actual money.
Why don't people draw on money more?
Why don't we draw on money more?
Why don't we start a craze?
A new craze! Writing on money! Writing on money! Everybody's writing different things on money.
I always think,
what can we write on all, the money?
No, we shouldn't do it and we don't condemn it. Condone it.
We don't condone them in
we
it.
Don't condemn them. The right
but
I always get money, I think.
Right,
it's amazing
money.
That people haven't... Because, you know, like, school books all get to pass.
Who's not
drawing on the Queen's face?
Tricolore French school books, Claude Lecollard. I barely learned a thing in French.
Claude Lecollard.
Claude Lecollard's willy hanging out. I don't even know how to pronounce Claude Lecollard's name. All I know is he always had a gorgeous petit pois. Yeah. Claude. Yeah, writing on money. It's the craziest sweep in the nation. Mm. It'll be good, wouldn't it? So we could set up a few things. Right,
it's illegal, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, if something's illegal,
yeah,
you probably shouldn't
illegal.
Do it. But if, say, you don't care about illegal or that, do it. And then what you could do is write what you want all over money. Don't write nothing disrespectful about Her Majesty the Queen, but you could do different messages. It'd be nice. Pin written all over money. Who wouldn't enjoy seeing that? I'd like it.
You don't handle money.
Actually, I did have some money the other day, and it was nice because I felt like Ray Winston, because I left all my credit cards somewhere, like
yeah,
Canada.
I saw you with a wad of money.
It was good, it was. I was arranging it all in new order. It was nice, saw it. It's changed colour since I last saw it. It's all blue now. It's different. It's like the what? Oyster cards.
Money's not all blue
MP3,
now.
MP3, blue money. Oh, what's next? It's crazy.
Money's not blue.
The £20 is blue. All blue.
Purple. Yeah, that's sort of bluey purple.
God bless you, Mum. Goodbye, England's rose. Right, what you like in the money? Mr. Johnson, money. Then imagine it, Matt, if we could make a cultural impact that money always had writing on it now.
No, I can't imagine it, but I think it is illegal.
You stupid money! Put things like that on it. And then a speech bubble coming out of the Queen's mouth. Like, oh, you silly ass!
Bend coins in a vice.
Bend them in a vice! Stretch them really long! Bend it over so a penny look like a little Pac-Man!
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
Matthew.
Russell.
Also, didn't you harp on about the quilt? Too? If you don't put the quilt in the quilt cover, I can't get a good night's sleep!
Why are you telling the nation this?
Because people need to know what a snicker-snatch little twerp you've become.
Well, I'm going to try and remember the things you were saying about your girlfriend.
Oi!
We were both moaning.
Hey!
And it was private in your bathroom.
We shouldn't have even been in that bathroom. What about when you went to a relationship's like a diagram. A diagram travelling down a road. And any obstacle we must surmount and overcome. What? Look at his little uncomfy face. Not since Matt Morgan was a magician's assistant as a young man, as he stood on a velvet suit and on a stage weed himself. Do you remember that, Matthew, when he did that? This is going to bring back a lot
of
memories.
I've got Russell's old old text in a phone.
Look,
that he's kindly lent my girlfriend, but it's the one girlfriend was using, and the inbox is all full up of stuff from Russ.
So there's nothing in there.
If he says anything else,
I've got nothing in there to be ashamed of. Because
you have
lived my whole life, been leafing through it.
Through.
Why'd you look through my private?
Well, it's funny.
Why would you snoop
it's
like that?
It's cool, aren't you? Blooded.
I'm very swaggering.
I didn't read them.
I'm a buccaneer.
I looked at the photos, though.
Mm? You looked at the photos? There's no weird photos in there, is there?
Not weird.
What of?
Private you and things. Her.
Mm, nice. I like the sound
her.
Of it.
Her.
Well, it all sounds very...
But thanks for lending us the phone, because it's really helped.
Yeah, right.
With the domestic arguments and stuff, you know.
You can keep in contact. Dishwasher, what with?
Okay, laundry, done, good. Dishwasher, yes.
What about Mr. Muscle? Does he really love these jobs, or is he doing it because he feels obliged? Will we ever really know?
Russell Brand.
While we're on the subject of tattoos, here is something from Dad Sandback. On last week's show, Matt, Noel and you were talking about tattoos. Attached is the funniest tattoo you'll ever see. It's meant to be of Noel Gallagher, but it looks more like Quasimodo. Oh, that's a very, well, astute observation. Let's pull that up. Is it on our website already? Go to our website, have a look at a tattoo. It looks like Noel having had his head badly kicked in. It's all
Let's
got
have a look again.
Battered in closed
doesn't
eyes.
Doesn't right, does it? But that's it's on really someone's peculiar. Body, so we shouldn't really say too
well,
much.
Well, someone's committed to having it on their body. Fine.
That is bad. Mm. He's got a pig's nose.
You touched me on the body! Where did he touch you? On the body! There's another tattoo of Noel Gallagher. That's two people who've got tattoos of Noel Gallagher. Another person.
He's a hero.
Well, I want a tattoo of me on someone.
I bet there is somewhere.
If you've got a tattoo of me... Why have you
or
not got it
one of Wurzel
yet?
Gummidge who could have doctored slightly.
Then phone us on russell.brand at bbc.co.uk.
I bet someone's got a silly quote from you.
On their body. Yeah, get tattooed up by me. Come on, listen. It's clear from these MTV VMA awards that I'm about to become a global super icon. So get tattooed now while you still can. Catch it while it's hot. Get on the brand wagon.
You better prepare for that one.
Nuts to that. I'll be all right. I'll be out there. Me, the old me, Puff Diddly Eye Chai, 50 Cent. Come on, guys. I want some reward. There you go, son. Oi, Britney, do you want a snake? I'm going to dike them girls up. Something chronic. I will be snogging Britney, Madonna, the lot of them. I'll have the lot. What are you looking at me like that for?
Because all this big talk, you couldn't even stay on the phone when we had a phone call with them.
What, our conference call to discuss the event? That went well, I thought. What's wrong with that? What? Name three things that went wrong with our conference call
that woman
to
said,
MTV.
Is everyone present? And went, present and approaching board. So started off on a bad foot.
Well, they'd left it too long before getting the meeting going.
Then you hung up.
I was bored. I'd given them fair warning that I was bored. I will lash out. And you, Matthew, acted like a little squaw.
Because we hadn't done our own work, and they were saying, so what ideas have you come up with?
What ideas have you got for the promo campaign? Do you like the right? They've got one to do an idea with Britney Spears, where Britney Spears teaches me to dance. Matt Morgan, the world's most insensitive oaf, suggested, here, I know what we'll do. We'll make jokes about losing custody of our kids. Right, the MTV executive goes, no, can I stop you there? She won't be keen to do that. And I was like, well, don't you like the idea we've got of her teaching Russell to dance? I goes, no, don't really like that. Don't think it sounds any good. And then we go, okay. Are there any ideas that you do like? And we go, really? Nah, not really, mate. Like that. And I had a wee during the conference call.
Yeah, we came on the line. We were all in their meeting, so we were on a speaker on their table. Mm.
Well, they were all like in a meeting room, sat around the table like Dr. Evil.
You arrogant man.
Oh.
Me, Nick and Russell, Nick, our manager, we were all on the line. Russell thought it was just us three. He goes, hey, guys, I'm doing a wee. I'm doing a wee on this call. we're all here. The meeting started, Russell. And then he was the one who said, I'm approaching board.
Well, that's what I've done.
I finished weeing.
What about your rubbish suggestion? Right, there's
trying to help you out.
Right, now listen to this.
Come on,
goes,
move on.
We're doing one of the promos with Slash. They goes,
you're
okay.
Blowing all the bookings.
Don't worry about that. That's all right. People don't mind. Right, then we're doing this thing with Slash. Okay, we've got this thing with Slash coming up. Did you have any ideas?
To help you out.
Any ideas for Slash? And I goes, yeah, got a few. And Matt goes, what about that idea? Matt goes, what about that idea?
No, right, they said to Russell, shut up, wait.
What about
that
idea?
Yeah, I'll say it. Hang on, you'll get your chance.
Slash could have something come to his top
Russell
hat.
Said, yeah, we've
oh,
got...
brilliant,
no,
man.
No, listen.
Behold, Slash with
this
something under his top hat.
This is my loyalty to you as a friend. They said, got any ideas for the Slash thing? And you went, yeah, we've got some good ideas. And they went, what? Then you floundered around with nothing.
I didn't flounder.
You
I listed
did.
Some good
and
ideas.
And I went, Russell, what about that idea where we find out finally what's under his hat?
No, you
and
didn't
went,
say
oh,
finally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah.
I stuck up
See
for you.
Later.
I ran with that idea. I
you
talked for...
so ironically. You went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There could be a world of wonder under his hat. Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks, Nicole. Oh, perhaps his hair fills the hat. Oh, this will be brilliant. This is going to be the best promo campaign in human history. Then I hung up, and that was the best
bit of
the call.
At least I had the
call.
Decency to pretend I was off the line and sit there in silence with no one knowing I was still on the call. I didn't hang up.
You sat there breathing like a pervert because you've had practice with all the dirty phone calls you've made over the course of your life. I was trying
Never.
To... I'd only come off stage from making Ponderland about 10 seconds earlier, and I'm thrust into a conference, sat in the middle of someone's table, coming out of a speaker. It's not normal. It's odd.
Well, we need to pull our finger out with that.
Well, I think we need to put our finger in first before pulling it out, then put it in and out and out, in and out really quickly, and then perhaps then we can find out finally what's under Slash's hat. What's under Slash's hat?
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
I met Che Guevara's granddaughter the other day.
Oh, God, that poor woman.
She came to my show. Guess why? Because her family, the Guevaras, think I'm the obvious choice to play Che Guevara in a movie about Che Guevara.
Really?
Yeah. They turned up at my stand-up gig shows. I mean, and obviously it's beyond the physical resemblance. It's because of your spirit, your incredible spirit of revolution. I went, yeah, I know, love. What are you doing after? Come on!
What?
Honestly, didn't she? Lydia Guevara, she's called. They listen to this radio show. People know you in New York. When I go to New York, right, the gig in the blender.
In New York, son, could you imagine? Yeah, we'll live our dreams out here, mate. When you arrive there on the boat, there's a big lady made of bronze with a torch in her hands. You can do anything you like in New York. All you got to do is dream it, Matthew Morgan. Dream it, you can live it. Marching down the boulevard, writing his script, doing his dance. Little Matthew Morgan, and he finally gets a chance to make it in Hollywood. Little Matt Morgan.
Russell Brand.
Girl wins right to drop names. A New Zealand girl called Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii has won the right to change her name in court.
What?
The 9-year-old, there's a girl called Tallulah Does the
She's
Hula from
nine.
Hawaii. People are nine at some point, Matt. Don't be baffled by people being nine.
Yeah, but when you were nine, imagine you'd wanted to change your name to whatever, Bros or something.
I would never have changed it to Bros. I'd have called me Craig Logan. Out of loyalty to Craig Logan.
Russell Goss. I'm the missing Goss guy. You better get used to it.
Listen, this girl, Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, has won the right to change her name in court. The 9-year-old has been left with an unnecessary social disability and handicap, a judge ruled in a custody case. That's dramatic language for a name, isn't it? Like a social disability and a handicap.
That's over the top.
It's over
and
the
it's
top.
It's an offensive thing to people with
actual
true social disabilities.
Disabilities or
like
handicaps.
Yourself.
Yeah, like me. Like my idiot nature. I've got to carry this thing through life, trying to make it work as a job. What if one day it don't? Then I'll still be this person without the money. What then? How's that going to work? It
You'll
won't.
Keep your money. Just invest it wisely.
The girl...
Black toilet paper. Florist. How many times a day does that florist come into your house?
Couple. She turns up for a while. I've taken a bit of a shine to her.
You're
Doris
kidding.
The florist.
How much do you spend on flowers? Will
I
it?
Don't look at the flower bills, Matthew. I'm busy. I'm a creator. I'm writing jokes, thinking of things.
I'm worried about your flower spending.
Don't worry about that, mate. No one could ever spend that much money on flowers. There's literally no history of an English celebrity spending so much money on flowers that their career fell over. The girl, this girl I've mentioned called Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, the girl pretended she was called Kay to avoid being teased, is now a ward of court, reports the New Zealand Herald. Judge Rob Murphy, he wants to change his name because his name sounds like Smurfette, the only Smurf in the village. Dirty little slut she must have been. Well, she must have!
She's the people's princess.
She's the Smurfs princess. And if out of them other Smurfs all being born, sex with her.
We always talk about this because it turns you on.
Why did Paddington Bear go to Paddington Station if he's travelling from Chile to Peru? Paddington Station is not en route.
He wasn't. He was from Peru.
Right. Where's he going then?
To visit his uncle.
Where's his uncle?
In London.
He's not got an uncle in London. What, yes, better? Living in London, it'd be all over the papers. It'd be tearing people up. What about General Ben? He went off the tracks for half an hour and they cancelled the show. The girl who pretended she was called Kay to avoid being teased is now at a ward of court. The court is profoundly concerned about very poor judgment which this child's parents have shown in choosing the name. Murphy added that he was dismayed at New Zealand's trend of parents giving their children unusual names.
Oh, hang on, I thought the kids changed the name to that and they let her.
No, the parents called her that.
Oh, that is stupid.
Why have you done it for, you bloody idiots? Kids, like, look at this. He says, look, he's against this trend of giving children ridiculous names. Kids have been called Number 16 Bus Shelter, Midnight Chardonnay, and Violence. Imagine living in this is violence. Hello!
That's well funny.
To be called Violence.
Well, just those list.
Yeah,
list.
All right, well, look at this.
Well, so this is a trend in New Zealand.
It's a trend. It's taking New Zealand by storm, like our new trend, writing on money. Write something on the money. What?
Not saying offensive.
Not offensive, right? Saying loyal. Rule
Don't
Britannia.
Draw boobs on the Queen.
Don't, for God's sake, draw boobs like a Turk's slipper with a little bell on the end. Little uptown womble nose knockers on Her Majesty. Bet Lizzie Bet with a pair of upturned titty boobs. What are you thinking? She's the Queen. Yeah, listen to this. Kids have been called Number 16 Bus Shelter, Midnight Chardonnay, and Violence, but officials did block Sex Fruit.
That's troubling.
Sex Fruit. It's my baby Sex Fruit. Why would you call it Sex Fruit?
Change Sex Fruit's nappy. She stinks.
Oh, Sex Fruit, you stinker, high heaven. Oh, when I was changing Sex Fruit's nappy, he piddled all at me. Dirty
oh,
devil.
God.
Look, another child was blocked called Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. These are quite good names for our children.
Why are people doing that? To make themselves laugh.
It's a weird thing to do, to call your child a name just to make yourself laugh. I mean, out there's Noel and Sarah, two of the most responsible parents you would ever hope to meet, giving their child a lovely name. They never would have called it anything like, I don't know, Ponce. I'm saying. They love that little nipper. They're always on about it, aren't they? Mad yeah. about it. He showed me a video of it once, eating a cake. Went on for about a minute. I pretended to be interested for about first 40 seconds. After that, I just started to talk about me past the last 20 seconds till the video ended. Other names include Stallion and Cinderella Beauty Blossom. One couple had a bid to call their twin children Fish and Chips blocked, but the names Benson and Hedges for twins were allowed. New
well,
Zealand.
Well, at least their names.
Yeah, but when they're together, they're a pack of fags. Other fags are available. I mean, it's difficult. They've got to carry that through life. What if they turn to violence like the crazy
man? It's an interesting
man?
Thing. Because, like, legally, you have the right to call your child what you want, I suppose. But
suppose
then they can
so.
Step in if it's deemed cruel.
Yeah, and unusual. Cruel and unusual forms of punishment. Like
what would you call your children? We've discussed this, but they were stupid names.
Rat's Blood. Sex Box. Tickle Me Pink.
And Russell Part 2.
The sequel. This time is all little.
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
Mr. G, mysteriously happy today. We don't know why. Is it sex? Is it money? What is making the normally sour Mr. G happy? You think money?
Money.
I think it's good old-fashioned dirty sex.
Do you know, he once did a record, went to Germany or something, did a record, came back with a new
Never
car.
Never told us.
Yeah, I didn't car. So how'd you get this new car? I said, I did a record.
I heard he's dating George Sampson, the teenage dancing boy. No, well, that'll make anyone light-footed. That'll put some vim. That'll put lid in your pizzle. Right, we have got to do an interview now with the brilliant comic actor. He's not there. Oh, people, look, Noel Gallagher. It comes to something when Noel Gallagher has to make the drop-it gesture from the gallery. Noel, drop that item. We're moving on. It's not going to work. What about when Noel is sometimes professional? It's sweet, isn't it, Matt? When he goes, oh, yeah, there you go. You might be
Pass
interested
you some
in
papers.
Yeah, the anecdotes, that's quite a good anecdote. You might want to start off with that one. It's been a while since we've done Jingle Race War. Should we do that again? We are going to be doing Jingle Race War.
Are we? You say that every week.
Yeah, but our co-producer, Noel Gallagher, or as I call him, Noel McDonald, will be doing that item later. We're going to be comparing jingles. Apparently there's some good ones coming up, some quite interesting Ooh. Things. Matt Horn, we can't get on the phone, which means there's even less rehearsal for Monday night's Focus 12 gig at the Lyceum. Me, Noel Fielding, James Corden, Matt Horn, Simon Amstel, not one
you
conversation.
That phone call as rehearsal.
I was going to count that as a rehearsal. I was going to run for
That's even less rehearsal.
Oh, no.
Are you still coming? Yes. Good.
See
There's
you.
The rehearsal done.
What a show. It's going to be what a show. It's going to be a great night tonight.
If you want to join this hot, controversial debate, it's russell.brand@bbc.co.uk. What?
Up-to-date thing you did the other day.
What? Up-to-date?
What if Crippen didn't do it?
Who said it as if it was in the news at the moment? Such a Victorian weirdo.
What if Crippen didn't do it? I very nearly dropped my monocle when I realised that Dr. Crippen may be innocent. Let's take another sideways look.
What if the Ripper is two people with similar techniques?
Now, Matthew, I've been working on a cure for rickets. It seems if we use nettle juice, we could cure this ailment.
What? Is that going to be some of your stand-up?
What?
That you haven't rehearsed?
Yeah.
Crippen! Did he?
Yeah.
Didn't he? Who's to say, mate?
What did he do, anyway?
Apparently he poisoned a load of folk, but I took a look at him. He looks lovely.
What do you mean you took a look at him?
I took a look at him. I looked at some snaps of him, and he looked like he might be all right.
You're obsessed with killers, aren't you?
Am I, though, Matt? Am I? Or am I so not obsessed with killers that it's gone all the way around to seeming like I'm obsessed with killers?
Russell Brand.
Earlier this week, I managed to have, says Sam Goulson, an awkward Matt-esque situation. Interesting.
There's now become a public consciousness.
That's how you're into it.
As a watchword, a byword.
You're a byword for awkwardness. Awkwardness and snitchy hen peckery and nagging about domestic tedium. What?
You.
Me, swaggering pirate man, Russell Brand, living it up.
The way you talk to your women.
Strolling in my 5-0. What? How dare you? How do I talk to my women?
The key is under the mat. I tell you this every time.
Reach into the funnel.
Tired headmaster.
That's how I feel sometimes. That's the thing. If you have, when you get to 30 and you have a threesome with people like in their early 20s, like
you're
aside
older
from
than 30,
the
30, don't lower your
look,
age.
Look, 30s.
When you get to 30, as I did 3 years ago,
as I did some decades ago, peering across the landscape of time, there I are. Seems like only yesterday. Look, my point is this:
make your point with your real age in it.
No way. I'm going to make it of a series of ages and you can work out the truth from it. What about that? Listen, all I'm saying is if you have sex with people in their early 20s, like after the sex, you've got, look, there's, you know, I feel like I'm running a boarding school. You've got, like, you know, there's...
How many of them are there?
Well, several sometimes, aren't there? And it's all got to be administrated. People knock things over. People have concerns and worries. Sometimes there's infighting, backbiting, squabbling, often as part of the sex. Matthew.
I'm amazed I got up to the full floor of your house with my shoes on.
Why were you in your shoes?
Because I just sort of like to buck the trend sometimes.
Why are you transgressing?
Why are you wearing shoes? Yeah, we're not allowed to wear shoes.
Then you put them in the settee. It's unbelievable.
Didn't put them on the settee.
Look, Matthew, watch word for awkwardness and nagging.
Let's hear this story.
I was in a bar in Shoreditch, says Sam Goulson, and noticed a man further down the bar who looked very much like Matthew Morgan. After a few minutes of trying to ascertain whether or not it was actually him, the bar staff removed him. It was a homeless man begging for crisps.
That's
Sam
sort of Matthew Morgan-esque thing. Did you make that?
The last bit I lied about, yeah. After a few minutes of trying to ascertain whether it was actually him, then striking up the courage to go and say hello, I approached, upon tapping his shoulder and saying, "Hi, Matt, just wanted to say, I realised I'd waded into a circle of middle-aged women, and it was not Matthew Morgan."
Lies. Lies.
A serious one now. I then realised I was in Broadmoor Prison, people are all paedophiles. Hold on. Oi. I'm doing another one now.
Right, I'm shooting an elastic band at your face.
Matthew, that is... Not in my mouth!
That's a good shot.
It's not a good shot. That is an oral invasion. You just already invaded me.
Well,
why
you
would
know.
You do a thing like... Right.
No, I didn't mean it to go in your mouth. Come
right,
on.
Now I'm going
to... Let's not... Oi, let the Middle East learn from us.
No!
You let it end here. Don't throw water. I've got switches.
No, look at you nervous about your switches.
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
Come on, we'll do a record. Then we'll get Noel Gallagher in. That'll be nice, wouldn't it? Well, Matt Horn's on the phone. Oh, look at how we're informed. Noel's looking at his watch. You just turn up here. You can't complain like you're a mistreated guest. You stroll in here with your girlfriend. What a pair of twerps.
How can I stroll in with a voice? A voice can't stroll.
A voice can't, Matt. We're not... Matt, you would be... This is your welcome. Welcome to the show, the brilliant Matt Horn, right? What I was doing...
Hi, guys. Hi, team.
Hello, Leo. What a lovely atmosphere. I'm part of the team. What we were doing is berating Noel Gallagher, who turns up here week after week like some... shuffling wretch of a man, and then has the gall to demand first class 5-star treatment. He wants all vol-au-vents and hors d'oeuvres shuffled into his gob every few seconds.
He's too short to make those demands.
Oh, hello! A risk has been taken. Oh, he's coming in. He's coming in. You've unleashed the beast. And he's sat down again. You're very lucky. His girlfriend's
last time
here.
I saw Noel, I was trying a coat on in a shop. Oh. And he said a very rude word about what I look like, which obviously I can't say on the
radio. Just give us an indication of what that word might have been, Matt, without actually saying it.
It's stuff that dogs do in the street.
Pooing, right, but a sexier word than that. A dirty sex word.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, that's unbelievable that he would say that to you, Matt, because I've seen how you look in any clothes. Very handsome. Sparkling eyes, approachable, elfin. These are the words that you should have been saying in that clothes shop, not the SH word.
I love people describing me as elfin, Russell, and you're the only person who's done it publicly, and I really, really love it.
Well, I'm prepared to be a mouthpiece of you as an elfin icon. Now, Matt, I've got a prepared interview here that I'd like to conduct. Are you up for it?
Yes, please.
Ladies, Matt Horn is a hit in the tabloids and ladies and is a contender for the Sun's Shagger of the Year.
Yes, now, I read this today. This is wonderful news, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because, of course, usually I'm the Shagger of the Year.
Give it to anyone. Really.
Hey! I know, but the difference is, Russell, is that I don't have sex with people.
Really?
Mm.
What on earth are you up to, Matt?
It's too much effort.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I mean, you know what it's like. It's obviously not a lot of effort for you because it's dead easy. But
good
for
exercise.
Me, it's an awful lot of effort.
What do you mean? The seduction process?
Yes, and the actual act.
The act itself? You've not got enough incentive in the pursuit of orgasm to carry out all the vigorous exercise?
No.
Yeah, well, OK, fair enough. Well, these are not the words of a Shagger of the Year. What I suggest... what you need to do is start drinking and taking drugs, because then you can challenge Noel Gallagher for the Caner of the Year that he tends to win.
OK, let's do that, then. Have you got that mantle as well?
I've not ever won that mantle, no, but on account of my lifestyle choices. But Noel Gallagher usually wins that. Yes, as he fades into the dying of the light, he's going out drinking and drugging his way out. So, yeah, perhaps you can challenge him for that. Perhaps we can perhaps organise a showdown. Although, of course, we don't endorse hedonism or drug use, as it is bad. Matt.
Yes.
You appeared alongside Kylie Minogue in a number of sketches during her Christmas spectacular. What was that like?
That was big fun.
Was it?
She's a wonderful elf in peace.
Mm. Did you put one on her?
No, not for want of trying, though, Russell.
Really?
That was one incident where it was worth the effort, but to no avail.
Because she normally drifts back to that French geezer, and perhaps what's required is you to make a little bit of an effort.
He's got a little dog, and that's, I think, the missing link for me.
We can get you a little dog, mate. Also, you and your love of lazy sex, you could throw her about. Should be no trouble. Tiny little thing. You'd give her the time of her life. Bounce her all up and down your abdomen. Kylie Minogue. I once had her on my lap whilst I was on drugs. That was the infamous September the 12th interview 2001, where I was dressed as Osama bin Laden. Kylie turned up. I had to interview her in the remnants of my Osama costume. There was one bit where she got on my lap, and I couldn't help but think, well, this would be good, you know, because it was nice to have her there, you know,
but
just briefly.
By sitting on your lap, is she not endorsing international terrorism?
I'd say she was, Matt, yes. I'd say that's a ringing endorsement there. Now, listen, mate, you've got to do this gig with me on Monday.
I can't wait.
Have you and James done any preparation? Because me and Noel Fielding, who are hosting the event, have not even spoken.
Well, James and I are writing our sketch show at the moment, so we're working on material all the time, and we spend the whole of Friday working material up for Monday night, which we'll be doing most of Monday afternoon as well. So,
there's a new generation coming through. They're hungrier. They're going to destroy us, these kids. They'll tear us up. Oh, blimey. I took it for granted that you were a couple of boozy idiots and that you wouldn't know what you were doing.
James doesn't drink.
James doesn't even drink.
No.
You don't have sex. You're, oh my God, you're a fighting machine. You're going to tear us apart. You'll be like Jeff Hurst and Roger Hunt tearing us up. Oh no, it's going to be awful. Okay, all right, well, I've tried getting old. I've left Noel, it's not like I'm being all, aren't I crazy? I've left him a message trying to get him to rehearse, but, you know, Noel Fielding's drifted about. If you see Noel Fielding, tell him, go and rehearse the Focus 12 gig. Tell him it.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
And that goes to any listeners.
You would describe him as wild at the moment.
Well, yeah, I would describe him as wild. Irresponsible, I'd describe him as. Yeah. He's the only thing he's ignoring and abstaining from is his responsibility. Now, are you starring in a film about lesbian vampire killers?
Yes, which will be out sometime next year. James and I finished shooting that but 3 weeks ago.
But you couldn't?
That was big fun. No sex, though.
Again? What about James? Surely he was trying.
You know what? No.
What are you doing?
No, I mean, he did have a go.
Right, he had a go, but it didn't work out. Okay. I mean, I suppose, you know, of course, why would we assume that the only pursuit worth following is that of sex? So sure, you know, it's nice that you're making a film and concentrating on the film itself.
Yeah, as a side project, the film was great.
Good, good. That's not, that's nice to know. Matt Horn, I look forward very much to seeing you on Monday, although I must say I'm a little apprehensive because it sounds to me like you've got prepared material and a spark in your eyes, where me and Noel Fielding are very much looking like a couple of shambling has-beens. Oh, Christ, God help us.
Matt, well, I don't want to claim that we're fully prepared because we might be hoisted by our own petard, but we certainly know what we're doing.
The very fact that you've communicated with James puts you streets ahead, me and Fielding. So I look forward to seeing you there, mate, and we should look after you. And offside, we'll take you out, and if you can't bother to have sex, perhaps I could hold your hips and do that part of it for you.
I would like nothing more.
I don't think I'd like anything more. So, like, that's what we can take from this phone call with Matt Horn. Kylie Minogue endorses international terrorism. And at some point on Monday evening, I will be using you as a sort of remote sex wand. It's going to be...
That is big news.
And all for charity. Thank you
Absolutely.
Very much. Matt Horn, thank you very much for coming on the radio show.
Love you, Russell.
Oh, bless him. So there he goes, that young man, fire in his eyes.
Like Superman.
Where did he disappear to?
He flew.
He flew out of here. He flew off of the radio. He can't be stopped. He's got ambition. He can fly. Ah!
Russell Brand.
We're here, of course, with Noel Gallagher. Hello, Noel.
Hello.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, man.
How do you feel about Matt Horn coating you off about his interaction with you in a posh shop?
If anybody out there is aware of the children's TV programme In the Night Garden...
Yes.
He tells that story about when he was in the...
In the Night Garden? What is that? I'm not aware of it.
You never will be.
Pickle Pickle.
Yeah. What are those things, Sarah? What are they called?
Pontypines.
He looked like a pontypine in this jacket that he came round the corner of the shop and he said, "What do you think of this?" And I said, "You look like dog's mess." You look like dog's mess. And he went, "I thought it looked quite good." And I was like, "That's because you're a cockney."
You undermined him.
Were you
and sent
him
on his way.
Did he just put something
I was just there buying cool clothes. And he was with a stylist.
In the same shop, though?
He was with a stylist. In the same shop.
He was buying his big duffel coat. You said it was a duffel coat that buttoned up right down at the bottom.
Right down to the floor. He looked like...
I remember some 90s icons dressing like idiots in duffel coats.
Not down to the floor.
Who that was?
There's a difference between a cagoule and a duffel coat that makes you look like a rather large skittle.
Okay, fair enough. Well, there's Matt Horn. There you go, Matt. You must have expected some sort of
revenge. I'll see you on Monday, by the way, shorty pants, Matt.
Oh dear, hello. Blimey, the pair of them jostling for supremacy. Be like a couple of angry toddlers going at it. I'm going to wear shin pads that day. I don't want to get caught in a crossfire. We've got some nice textual messages. In case you're thinking that Noel seems more inhibited than usual, that's because his girlfriend Sarah's here oppressing him just by proxy. All right, are you happy to have your girlfriend here? He does seem happy.
She wanted to come down and see. Actually, she said, "I want to go down and see those two boys at it."
There we are. Well, we truly are.
Poor, simple Noel. The show. Yes, I'll take you down.
No. We've been listening to it since before it was good. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, we're always good.
You know, when you were interviewing people from Embrace and all that on a Sunday morning, and it's like, come on.
They were nice.
Danny from Embrace.
I like him.
You should go out with him.
He's a nice lad. He sorted me out with a lovely bird once.
I'm not saying
I don't
not
forget a thing like that. When's he sorted me out with a nice bit of crumpet? Never.
He just pointed to his girlfriend.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a lovely offer. That changes everything. Embrace is over. Long live Oasis. Here's a text message from Adam in Exeter. "I've just written Dinkle coming out of the Queen's mouth on all of my notes." Now, if we can change the world in this positive way, surely this radio show is worthwhile. A young man in Exeter has written the word Dinkle coming out of the Queen's mouth.
Charles Darwin say something.
Yeah, Darwin.
Sets up the joke and then the Queen.
Is this the thing about writing on the money?
We're inventing this. Don't try and nick
it. No, those artists have been doing it for a while. Banksy and that have been doing it for a bit, haven't they? Selling it for like...
No, it's our idea. No, we own it, subsidiary rights.
We're just saying children shouldn't do it.
Man, we're just radicals, yeah? We're just out there. Adam, well
very
done.
Radical
although
top
we,
you're wearing.
Although we could never condone what you've done. If Adam Dinkle... Adam...
I presume that's your name.
Is that what you call him now? The original man.
No. Well, this guy's naked, and who's this? Eve Quim. The pair of them together.
You can't can't say quim.
I think you can.
That's offensive in the Middle Ages.
Not in Argentina. It's a make of beer in Argentina.
Is it really?
Quim. He's so well travelled,
isn't he? Do you have a lot of quim in Argentina?
I've had
a
Noel Gallagher just launched into a tirade against Canada.
They're all Scottish people. They're all Scottish people that went over there and colonised another cold place.
That's why they say a boot instead of a bout.
Yeah,
a
boot, yeah.
Oh, hang on.
That's why it's called Nova Scotia, New
Nova
Scotland.
Nova Scotia, New Scotland. It all adds up. Hold on a minute. This is like the usual suspects, that bit at the end. Oh, no. Maybe I am Kaiser Soze. Now, look. Everyone, get out there and write on our money. It promises to pay the bill.
I think we can get in serious trouble for it.
Well, I'd like to see how, because...
Just say that.
I don't think you can get in that much trouble. I'd be good in a court case.
I think you're getting more trouble if you write on stamps.
Really?
Here's another new craze. Write on stamps. Write on anything you like. Now, don't write on stamps, it's too little.
No, I think it's illegal to deface the Queen.
Well,
not her personally.
Yeah, what about the bit around her? The bit around her.
What, the palace? The palace?
Yeah, do Buckhouse. Knock that up a little bit.
Tag it.
Don't tag Buckingham Palace. Come on. What about when that fella climbed in there and was sat and perched on the end of her bed? Dirty devil he was, Her Majesty.
Yeah, he was a kissogram son by Philip, wasn't he?
Look, if she was mine, she'd wake up every morning in my loving arms. She wouldn't be waking up alone. And I pledge, Mom, whatever's going on under that nightie, I'll take care of it.
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
Look, if you want me to do these text messages, and I'm sure that it might give some shape to the opening half hour of hour two, then why don't we all participate? We're all being a bit excited. Okay. What I initially thought was Noel's happiness has turned out to be drunkenness. Now
I've
adapted to that new situation.
I'm not drunk. I start swearing when I'm drunk.
Here's Sharon from Ipswich's text message.
I start swearing when I'm drunk.
Russell, I'm listening to your show whilst practising my yo-yoing technique, as tomorrow I'm taking part in a bid to beat the world record for the most people yo-yoing at one time. Sharon from Ipswich. Well done, Sharon. Keep on yo-yoing. Matt, don't shrug at Sharon's attempt. Remember when you tried to break a world record by eating bananas? You let us all down by being sick all over your shoes.
I want to have a go at that one day.
How many? What's the world record?
Three four. In a minute.
Four.
It's not even hard.
Three in a minute?
No, yeah. No, four in a minute.
I reckon my son could do three in a minute.
But I had to climb up the tree, get them, you know, it's difficult.
Plus, there's no legislation for how large the banana is there? The whole thing actually seems fraught
with stupid.
Legislative
stupid.
Complication. Ah, oh, here's
it
a question.
Surely a monkey owns that record.
Well, of course, yes. Yeah. But, you know,
but they won't eat.
That's
they won't
a nice
eat.
Affinity. How nice of you to draw that.
Well, they won't eat to make themselves
like
uncomfortable.
They should qualify for the Guinness Book of World Records.
I suppose so. If they can bring us viruses, then we should acknowledge their records, shouldn't we?
That's not been proved.
What? Hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the monkeys.
I'm not talking about the monkeys.
You're saying their records.
I'm not talking about
Daydream Believer. Listen, or Last Train to Clarksville.
I don't want to get into some freaky-ass Mike Nesbitt gear here.
Well, then kick me out of the studio, then.
Stay there. You're very, very welcome.
Russell Brand.
This is from Craig Sully, Bradford.
I know Craig.
He says, if you were forced to make love to an Oasis tune, which would it be? Mine would be Meaning of Soul. Also, has William gotten rid of the Brian... Right, then it goes into some confusing
stuff.
Oasis tune would you have sex to? Not like that you'd get it and do it.
Yeah, but that's a better
one.
Question.
What, like,
if you could make love to a song, which song would it be? That's better than if you
wall
made love
by
with it.
Pink Floyd, a big, dirty, great white wall.
What? You'd have sex with The Wall?
Yeah, get it. Oof! Not like, show it who's boss.
Not like Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin.
I'd smash that wall down.
I'd have sex with Happy Birthday.
Oh.
So I could finally own it.
Oh. I'd have sex to Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Oh, obladi, oblada. I'd knock it about a bit first.
What if you had sex with The Last Post? Would that be wrong?
Would have sex with The Last Post. Yeah, that's no respect. Oh, the national anthem, Royal Britannia.
What about Dam Busters?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I see you sort of getting quite jingoistic.
What does that mean? Well, what are you going for?
Jingoistic? What does that
jingoistic
mean?
Jingoistic means sort of like a bit nationalistic, patriotic.
I'm not patriotic.
Write on the Queen's notes. Get writing on the notes. Write on the Queen's notes.
We
not
can't
that we endorse
say,
or condone that.
We do the, not the, say write on the money. We
the
say don't write on the money.
Sarah
don't write on the money. Don't write on the money. Nicola has sent this email. Hi, all of you. I draw little flowers on money sometimes to see if it ever gets back to me. It never has yet. Oh, Nicola, you little angel. Oh. Who could condemn Nicola for doing little flowers on money? That's joyful. You can spread messages of love and peace on the money. It doesn't have to be aggressive.
Do you ever think, like, if you got, or both of you, actually, as rich men, Yeah. Ever think
he's not rich.
I am, mate.
He's not.
You should
No, move over. He doesn't dress like
the
a
music
rich man.
Industry's finished.
No. He dresses like an idiot.
I'm multimedia.
No.
Anyway.
No, I can do anything. I'm writing books. I'm doing radio. I'm hosting awards. Movies.
No.
Movies, games, and videos. Russell Brand.
He's rich. He's more rich.
Woo!
Headphones have fallen off.
Anyway, I don't hurt my leg. I don't want no more money because I'm going to give it away to the revolutionary cause.
Yeah, of course you are.
Do you
ever want
to get all the money out and just have it all
just
in a room?
Just have a look at all the
look
money.
At it.
Yeah, no. I do actually. Imagine it all in a nice pile.
And I'll tell you why, just because I'd probably be very underwhelmed by it and think, is that it?
Really?
Is that it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Get it in fivers.
Do you think that when you look at your back catalogue, is that it? Is that it? Is that what we've been working
for?
Well,
I think of that when you walk off stage. Is that it? I mean, I get that every Saturday down at Poxy Radio Show. Is that it?
Poxy! Poxy, we've won a prize for this radio show, haven't we,
he's
Matthew?
Put that on a DVD again.
Very critical. Very critical of me and very unnecessary.
Sarah's saying Elvis. Are you saying Elvis?
I am saying Elvis.
What era Elvis would you like to have sex with instead of your boyfriend?
All of them.
68 comeback Elvis.
Yeah.
That gold jacket
Black
Elvis.
56.
Vegas cape Elvis.
Before 56.
Toilet Elvis.
Just as he sat down on that levee.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the Elvis I'd want as well.
What toilet?
Well, you so look at him there, sat there.
All vulnerable.
All vulnerable, sat there, things falling out of him.
No, 68 comeback special. Black leather.
Look, none of us are going to have sex with Elvis Presley. It's not on the cards. Let's just all let it go. He's dead, he's gone.
They
we should
could
move.
Recreate him.
We could reanimate
Elvis. There's DNA
Elvis's
around.
Course.
His DNA is in the world.
Like the Raelians were going to reanimate Hitler and then punish him for what he'd done. We could get Elvis's DNA. Well, it is difficult, yeah. It's unfair to get the DNA of Adolf Hitler, make a clone of Adolf Hitler, rear an Adolf Hitler, then punish him for the crimes
of
the
rear him as a child.
Who's going to do that?
The Raelians, they're an extraterrestrial worshipping cult that I'm a little bit into.
Slash bunch of idiots.
Hey! Are they? Yes. Are they a bunch of idiots with some of their crazy theories? Let's open our minds real wide.
On the day that they back engineer Hitler, I'll go. Well,
what a breakthrough. We've got a brand new Hitler. But what if that Hitler escapes, Noel? Then we've got a problem they said that last time.
To back engineer
after
Churchill.
The Munich putsch.
Bring Churchill.
New Churchill. New Churchill.
And Eisenhower.
But this time they're teenagers.
Not Stalin. He was a bit weird.
No, we don't go to get him involved. He was too nervous.
Hang on. When they say they're going to punish Hitler, right?
Yeah.
They can't punish him as a kid because that would look cruel.
Out of order.
So
to
they've
punish
got to let him grow up.
All that way.
A normal life. So they've got to go on, mate. Yeah.
How's it going?
And then when he's 18, they go,
right, you!
Happy birthday.
That was out of order what you done. What if he's not even got a German accent? What if he's hey, what's going
what
on?
What if he decides not to grow
for?
The little Lauren Lardy tash?
He might not grow the tash.
You are what your experiences are.
Well, this is an important point.
I can't even believe that on National Radio 2 we're debating some ludicrous hypothetical situation.
Have you listened to this show before? This is perhaps the most intellectual content we've ever come across.
They're not going to back engineer Elvis or Hitler.
Well, but if they do...
But if they do, get them on the show and we'll break it down brick by brick by brick.
Actually, a lot of their other theories were all right, so let's not attack
like
people because I think it's their religion and attacking people for their religions. Bang out of order!
Do you love them?
I do like them, actually, because I think that I believe in spaceships and I reckon they will come back.
Because they like you?
They did say there might be a new Jesus. That's the second religious cult that have nominated me as their new Jesus. I'm just waiting for the right one.
Did they say that to you?
No. But they looked to me like they might have been thinking it, Matt. They give me a real... encouraging glance from one
and
of their
tut.
Sermons.
A really encouraging touch.
As they showed me to the door, there was something about the way that I landed on that pavement.
He is utterly right for Scientology. Now he's going to spend a lot of time in LA, isn't he?
I have no comment.
No comment.
You're not allowed to comment because you're absolutely petrified that your careers will be gone.
Okay, let's listen to the Black Crowes.
Oh,
scared
Tom
me.
He's a loon.
He's a loon. No.
I'm a friend of Russell Brand. I'm Matt Morgan. And you truly believe that Tom Cruise is a loon?
Hold on a minute. We like Tom Cruise. Top Gun.
Not off
Risky
mic.
Business.
Not off mic.
Cocktail. Oh, all good films. Blaze, what's that one where he's in a race car? Days of Thunder.
Loon.
Oh, lovely. Why would you criticise a man for a thing like
that? I'm not criticising him.
Don't then, because I have lovely films, all of them. What about when he was Teen Wolf? He was brilliant, brilliant in that. Let's all just get behind the films of Tomedy Cruise.
BBC Radio 2.
Russell Brand.
Jingle race. Wow! Good God, y'all! What is it? Establishing good jingles.
Say it again.
This first one is actually dedicated to the brilliant Noel Gallagher. Oh, semi-permanent guest. He's like the Major in 40 Towers. We can't get shot of him. He's always here. Papers arrived, Jeff Russell! Poor old son.
Hang on a minute. I get invited down here every Saturday, and it's just because I live around the corner.
Yeah, don't try and just because I live around the corner, we just still have pennies. We're your only link to the outside world.
What is it?
What, do you live in a pod when you're not here?
The first week I wasn't on, he sends me a text. I actually think you improved the show.
The other guys don't bother. Calm down. Listen, what's wrong with being nice to people? I'm trying to build a world where everyone is beautiful and joyful, where cynicism dies out, where people express themselves creatively. Freedom, joy and love. Let's join together. Right on the money.
Someone handed him a cup of tea the other day.
Anyway, no, that person can't hand me a cup of tea. They haven't worked for us for long enough. I will mention your plastic
to someone else. I no eye contact. This is Mariah Russell time.
A person, what it was, is a person I never met before came in a dressing room when I was naked. I was naked in a dressing room.
You're having a meeting.
You've had plastic surgery.
No,
you had plastic surgery. Skin pills. That's for women. Plastic surgery. Skin pills are for women. Plastic surgery. Red alert.
That's all right.
No, I've had them as well.
Acid face pills.
I've never.
You couple of gingers. Get a grip. Right,
can I just say,
bring the voice.
I've never had an acid face peel.
Russell.brand@bbc.co.uk.
Except when it was on acid.
Acid is bad. Drugs are bad. Face pills are effeminate and unnecessary.
Surgery.
Right. Well, you can defend yourself.
Fat sucked out of your back.
You
were, and you looked into it, and the doctor said he wouldn't do it because you were too thin. That is true. Tragic.
I had a very difficult childhood. I was 9 years
old. We took loads of money to get you off drugs. He got off drugs on the Billy Connolly DVD.
He's still on drugs.
He's not
drunk. For Christ's sake,
he's drunk.
Right, okay, so Russell Brand show, drugs are bad, alcohol is probably bad, skin pills are effeminate, effete, and unnecessary, and only ever undertaken by people that are deeply unwell in their brain boxes. Time now for Jingle Race. Listen, let's have a little look around the room, see who's got the most talent. Right, let's get on with the show. Jingle Race War, what is it good for? You silly sausages. Right, so the first one is dedicated to the ever lovely Noel Gallagher. Let's have a listen. Noel Gallagher. Lovely.
Brilliant.
Up until 5 minutes ago, I would have endorsed that jingle. Now I think what we need to have is some grim death knell when he approaches with his terrifying cynicism. No, he's lovely.
Of life. I'm at the Pied Piper of life.
Actually, you've been
leading it to a cave to kill it?
Yeah! Taking away the town's children just because you didn't get your rat money.
What?
Well, that's
what
money? Rat money, the Pied Piper. They didn't pay him for taking away the rat, so he took away the town's children.
I'll take away any rat you want. I'll do it now.
Yeah? Because I'll tell you what, it seems there's a few in here.
Anyway, he's ratted on me for having a skin peel.
Hey, you started that.
An acid face peel. That sounds cool. Don't say skin peel ever.
Don't try to make it sound acid.
That's what he said to me. Acid face peel.
Like he's been involved in some sort of defacing
water. It sounds 60s, doesn't it? An acid face peel. I've had many.
It was sexy.
It's not the sort of thing Aldous Huxley would have had done.
You keep asking me about it. Oh, yeah, you look a bit better, actually.
What is that? How much is that? Yeah, can I put a bit more in you? Let's see what melanoma does. Look, for heaven's sake, come on. Let's just carry on with the Jingle Race War. We've all got a bit excited. It often happens in the last half of the show, but we all know, we all love each other very much. We know Noel's a very talented and brilliant musician. Matthew Morgan, I adore you. Mr. G, happy for some reason. None of us know why. Sarah McDonald, Mitch should rather have sex with a dead man.
Do you reckon
now
G
that seems
poem
to be the general shape of the
G
show?
G writes the poem in the last 15 seconds and just doodles there.
Yeah. He's just texting.
The whole time he's writing. Why am I here? Why do I come here? If you look at that, look, let's take his bit of paper away that he's writing on. Just a picture of George Sampson in the nude that he's been drawing. He's drawn with a lipstick.
Russell Brand.
What about the next one, Jamie Young? It's just a general jingle for the show. We've got to start incorporating the ones we like, Noel. If you hear any of these that you actually like, let us know, then it'll become part of the fabric of the show.
Somewhat predictably, the one with my name in.
Right, you want so that
used. Ringing a bell.
Okay, well, whenever we are on the show, which is frequently, as we know, that we will use the Noly jingle.
I'm not going to be on it for at least in about... From August the 15th, I'm out of it. You won't see me for 2 years.
Where are you going? Well, you're going on a world tour with Oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we going to do for content?
He can call in from
somewhere. Get that
in the hotel room.
Or can you call me from
somewhere? Hold on a second. I just want to mention...
I have to go and phone the Russell Brand show. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Put this... Don't look back in anger. Pop the guitar down. Over he goes on the blower. I think we're all forgetting... We're getting a bit worried about Noel's absence for 2 years. We're forgetting about a certain someone. Someone called Danny from Embrace. Now that guy's time, I always knew it would come again. And that day is now day. If you can think of a nice jingle, Danny from Embrace, Danny, Danny, Danny. I don't know, perhaps it'll work. Let's give it a... Because he sorted me out of a nice floozy. Where's your floozies, Noel? Anyway, not that I would live like that anymore, not with my nice new personality.
She's back
of a lovely
Australian man.
Mentioned,
you
look,
can't get this back then.
Whoa, hi, come into the microphone.
Sorry.
No, so laid back. He's on the other side of the studio. He's drunk. He wants to fight people.
I like the way that Matt went, here, come here.
Matt beckoned him. He did that in the most respectful way he could have done.
I like Matt more than you.
Well, more than I like him or more than you like me? Either of those examples. There's no answer to that question that
it's
won't offend me. Let's just get on with the jingle race war. I remember when this used to be about jingles. Come on, let's do jingle number 3. It's just a general jingle. It's the jingle we can all
Jamie
get behind
Young.
To pull this show back together. Come on, lazy Matt. The Shagger.
Nance.
Brilliant.
I've seen him dance to this.
Really?
What?
Where?
That
song?
At the Met Bar, that was on. And you danced to it.
Really?
What type of dancing was it?
Was it good dancing, though?
Yeah, it was all right. You knew all the words.
He knew
did I
love pointing to himself.
Like he was the person that loved the rock and roll in question. Oh, dear.
Well,
okay. Well, I think that could be useful because now it will forever be associated with the image of a drunken, doddering Noel
Gallagher.
Don't
you start taking the mickey.
Staggering around
at the
pub.
Time that was happening, you were all tucked up in bed.
when you were out loving rock and roll.
Listening to listening to your Morrissey albums.
You might as well do it. Head, shoulders,
Fry.
Knees and
leading
toes.
Stephen Fry
head,
autobiography.
Shoulders, knees and toes. I'm no bloody Gallagher. Oh,
reading your Oscar Wilde.
Yes. Developing my mind.
The wit of Oscar Wilde. They'll never notice it on the show next week.
Hey, everyone, an original just for you. Born in the moment, forged from pain, bringing glory and joy. Soaring to your
tattoos.
Oh dear. This is what he's like when he's drunk. It's good. I think it's a testimony to our talent as broadcasters that we can cope with this gentleman when he's drunk. Because I tell you what, it's like when George Best used to turn up on Wogan and stuff like that, or Ollie Reed attacking them lesbians.
I'm absolutely flattered that I'm being likened
to Man United's George Best.
Georgie Best didn't play for Man United, he played for the world.
Oh, God.
I've just cried.
Put that in a bloody lyric. If you could find a way of rhyming that with shine, we have got a hit single on our hands. George Best is divine, he made the world shine. Oh, yes. No, get him on the blower. Get the other one down here.
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
Man. I feel like...
Yay! Good. Intense jar. You like it?
Yeah.
Do you want that again?
Yeah. Well, because it was brief.
It sounds like we laugh, but actually the laugh is in it.
Man, I feel like...
Yay! Good.
I feel like a gay.
Actually, good. It's so good, it's... driven me to get Noel Gallagher to
have
do...
a beer?
No, I'm not going to have a beer. Special guest host of Gay This Week is Noel Gallagher, and here is his arm gay. He's going to read our gay problem. We're going to solve it.
Hi, Matt, Noel, G, and Russell.
You changed that. And can I just say, Noel, don't use this as an opportunity to bring your own gay problems to us, because we won't solve them. You deal with that within the comfort.
Okay.
This is
any other sibling band members out there know what it's like to secretly crave young Essex boys?
This isn't really a gay problem. It's more of a heterosexual annoyance.
Okay.
But I think it's something you could help me with. Is this from you, Sarah? Via text.
Sarah, I think, would have the confidence to deal with problems in a relationship directly.
You would be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more. I call myself straight.
This is good because there's a clip of Noel saying this.
But yeah. I like women.
I call them forever.
Gallagher finally admits
I like women, but I like men an awful lot more.
Let's just take that. We've got to read it. Let's play that every week.
Suddenly, the conflict with Blur is in a completely different light. He just thought Damon Albarn was real cute.
We'll start again.
Coming in.
Hi, Russell, Matt, and guests. This isn't really a gay problem. It's more of a heterosexual annoyance. But it's something
for his own drunk reasons.
Could help me with. I like a few women.
Oh God, this is it.
But I like men.
This is the end of an era. There it goes.
But I like men an awful lot more. I call myself straight, but I'm told.
Say it, Noel. Come on, say it loud and say it proud.
I'm gay.
Last. Wasn't difficult, right.
I'm told this is misleading. If I were to call myself bisexual, it would be equally, if not more, misleading. I'm not undecided or bi-curious either. Please could you, Matt, and whoever else is there...
No, which is for you, actually.
Come up with a new... I don't even know how this started or what it means.
Well, look, it just seems...
No. Come up with a new...
We're going to help you with this.
A lot of men your age go through crises.
Matt, can you come up with a new word for people who are mostly straight but a little gay, or mostly gay but a little straight?
Oasis.
There's only one word. Southerners.
Hello, fights back, attacking a whole region. Right, okay, so what is it? What seems to be the trouble? He doesn't know what to call himself. We need to come up with a new term.
Doesn't fall into any of the categories.
He doesn't know how to categorise himself. Hey, well, you know, love knows no boundaries. Love can cross nations, creeds, races.
Speech.
Call it... I'm afraid I only do speeches. You can have this speech. Do recite this speech before you have sex with anybody. Really, really hot in the mood.
Hang on. I've got some script here.
What I said was in the aid of comedy. The day that I stop making jokes will be the day a little bit of all of us dies.
Have you listened back to your Heather Mills speech?
No, I haven't, because I happen to know that it was very good.
I'll tell you what, it's brilliant.
Is it?
It's brilliant. You can actually see the finger pointing.
In this situation, in that situation, when you say something like that in that situation, it should be allowed to be funny because it's me.
A little spoiled brat.
Because it's me, man. It's me, man, and I never said it. I never meant it, but I never said it. But I meant it.
Jeez, you're up Mike Yard. Russell Brand. Mr. G will summarise the show lyrically, poetically. Please welcome Mr. G.
Woo!
Yes! All right.
Okay, this poem is called The Colour of Money. Starting instead with a signal that's red, changing from amber to green, let's examine the scene. The t-shirt is free, the dishwasher salty, taking a slash in the back, wondering what a top hat will reveal. The horn has lost all its zeal, drawing upon a currency that fuels the fire of desire of Noel's book club appeal.
Thank you.
The kaleidoscope sees Sarah bringing toilet Elvis back from the dead, changing from red to amber to green, green to amber to red.
No wonder George Sampson can't resist him. The man's got a mind like a computer. It's incredible to see him work. Thank you very much, Mr. G. I really did intend to use this radio show as a way of contacting the people that are supposed to be performing with us Monday night at the Lyceum Theatre. Noel Fielding.
Right.
It'll be all right, won't it?
Yeah,
you're all coming. Is everyone going to be there?
Coming.
Yeah, get behind it.
Talking to the listeners?
The listeners.
You're coming.
England, you'll be there.
Scotland.
Sold out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sold out.
They're all going to come, then, I would have thought.
Yeah, there'll be a few refunds, obviously, now they know.
Well, of course, people are going to complain about the lack of rehearsal.
They'll be halfway through his set. There'll be people going, I've seen this before.
Arguing in the foyer.
I probably create material quicker than any comedian in history, and yet you have the gall to criticise me.
Any comedian in history?
I'd say so.
Really?
What?
Any comedian in history?
Peter Cook.
Well, he didn't do any stand-up comedy.
Bill Hicks.
That's a good one. Well, no, he didn't. Bill Hicks did the same material for years. So,
did he?
I'm not suggesting any kind of
supremacy.
Are you
saying you're better than Bill Hicks?
No,
yeah, I think he is saying that.
Yes, you are.
I would like to take this opportunity to say that I am better than Jesus himself. A nicer man, an all-round good egg, and you name a religion and its key icon, I'd like to say that I dress nicer, sexier, and I've got a better message.
Scientology.
Not that one, that's a good one. Let's get behind it. Let's get right behind it. And the Raelians, they're all good guys. All religions, they're all right. Don't mind what people believe in, so-called clean fan, ain't it?
BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more.
Noel Gallagher there. He can't stop saying it. Noel, is there anything you want to say before we finish the show, just to clear up anything? It's a lot of confusing stuff.
I would have thought whatever I say now is quite pointless.
Over the course of the hour.
Yeah, it's pretty pointless what I've got to say now. That's all right.
Lovely. That was for Sarah, and for everybody.
That, you know, you put it on and you're making think people that I'm gay when actually I'm a raging heterosexual.
Your little eyes lit up at the thought of a bit of heterosexuality. All the sexualities are equally fun. What a moving moment that was to listen to Lonesome Tonight by Elvis Presley. Brilliant. Sarah there in a reverie for a moment where she was married to a genuine dead rock star rather than this vibrating cadaver she's ended up with. He's all right, dead body. Right. Yeah, dead body. It's just dead body. Plain and simple, mate. Plain and simple. Come on, let's wrap up this show with some anecdotes, for heaven's sake. Here are some. Have you got any anecdote jingles for us, Matthew? That's all right, mate.
I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more.
It's time for anecdotes now, in association with the newly gay Noel Gallagher.
Hey, the gloves are off.
Lace elbow gloves. Hello, all of you. I thought you might enjoy this anecdote. I was waiting at a bus stop with an old Indian lady when a man with an artificial limb walked past and sat down next to us. She turned to me and with an earshot of the young man said, "Those counterfeit legs are very good, aren't they?"
That's rubbish. Rubbish.
Don't think that happened, or no, you just don't like it?
No, the counterfeit legs.
Counterfeit legs.
He's too critical, isn't he?
No.
Very critical, Noel, of the anecdote.
Got my finger on the button.
I wish you could get behind it.
Why do you feel so angry, Noel?
I wonder what
I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more.
Right. Well, that's, you know, just accept yourself, mate, is what I'd say, because that's absolutely nothing wrong with that in the modern age.
It's a weight off my shoulders. Now it's out.
But it's going to be a burden for the gay community.
Now it's up.
It's going to be an incredible right weight. Yes, that's what we're crying out for.
Well, come on, feel the noise.
Come on, feel the boys.
Time to.
That's why you're going to be one of the top 650 script writers in LA.
Still quips like that, and his love of Scientology.
Brilliant.
Right, OK, well, it's nearly time for the end of the show. Only time now to thank our fantastic guests, Matt Horn. Although Matt Horn, oh dear, he took a sideswipe at the lovable Noel Gallagher, didn't he?
Yeah, that will all be resolved on Monday. We'll see you Monday.
See you Monday. That's a death threat there for Matt Horn. And of course, this is our last radio show, I think, before next Friday, where we will be doing the radio show live. Me, Matthew Morgan, Mr. G, and of course... you're not going to be here. You're going to be in Paris, Noel.
No, I'm going to be here. And apparently we can swear.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
good
live.
God, you can swear.
Oh, brilliant.
You can say some terrible things.
Well, see, that's the real me.
Yeah.
That's the real me.
I think we know. But who is the real Noel Gallagher, though?
Noel, tell us.
I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more.
There he is.
I like a few women.
On Friday, that will be followed by a barrage of expletives.
But until then.
Who said that in my headphones?
You're just going mad, darling. What did I say? Get off the stage, you're too old. Is that what you heard in your ear? Who said that in my headphones? Not like that noise. I can feel a warm patch spreading across my thighs.
Oh, it's itchy now.
It was warm at first, but then I regretted it. Thank you to all of our guests, Noel Gallagher, Sarah McDonald.
I'm not a guest.
Co-presenter. Thanks to all our co-presenters now. One lovely guest, Matt Horn. If you see Noel Fielding, tell him to ring me about the rehearsal. Please tell Noel Fielding, give me a ring. We need to rehearse the show. Noel Gallagher, time now for news. Read that out. Well done. Thank you for listening, everyone. And Noel Gallagher, please.
I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more.
No, listen, we've got to go to the news now, Noel. Stop it. Everyone gets it. You're not going to get a boyfriend any quicker. Just read out that.
Okay. The Russell Brand Show is a vanity project.
I like a few women, but I like men an awful lot more.
Online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM. BBC Radio 2. Russell Brand.
This was a podcast from BBC Radio 2. Don't forget you can also download free podcasts for Steve Wright, Chris Evans and Wake Up to Wogan. Get more information now at bbc.co.uk/radio2 and tune in to Russell Brand every Saturday night from 9, online, on digital and on 88 to 91 FM.